How good are these Prince George Cougars? Good enough to sit on the WHL throne as Western Conference regular season champions. They applied that icing to the cake Saturday night at CN Center with a 5-2 win over the Kamloops Blazers, fittingly in front of a record-breaking crowd of 6,029. This has already been a season of shattered records for the Cats, who set team standards for wins, 49, and points, 103, in a season, and their victory over the Blazers locked up first place in the West, the first time in the history of the Prince George franchise that's ever been accomplished. "It feels amazing. I'm so proud of the group in there," said Cougars captain Hudson Thornton. "We earned it. It's been a long season and we've worked so hard from the beginning of the year to get to where we are now. We knew coming into this year we had a team that had the potential to do something like this, and we knew it was going to take a lot of hard work, and we executed that. First in BC and first in the Western Conference, we can't complain. Good teams have good depth, and we don't rely on just one person to score goals, and when you have natural goal scorers like Funk, with 67 goals, that obviously helps, and we have 4 or 5 20-goal scorers too, and the best fourth line in the league. We also got 6 really good D and 2 really good goalies. It's a recipe for success." The Cougars start the playoffs next Friday at home against the Spokane Chiefs, and if they keep winning they'll have home ice advantage for at least the first 3 playoff rounds. The fans gave the Cougars goosebumps with a standing ovation in the final minute. "We knew the crowd was going to be pretty good, but we didn't expect it to be as good as it was, and it was important for us to experience kind of what it's going to be like in playoffs," said Thornton. "We're just so excited to get back and play in front of those fans again. When the CN is packed, it's the best place to play in the league, and we have the best fans in the league, and we're looking forward to it." On the day he signed an NHL contract with the Minnesota Wild, Riley Heights picked an opportune time to deliver his first hat trick of the season and second of his career. It was the perfect capper for a team that heads into the playoffs on an 1-7-0-1-1 roll. Heights' back-to-back goals 2:16 apart in the second period kick-started the Cougar offense and ignited the fans. First, Funk spotted Height breaking into open ice on the right side and fed him a saucer pass that sent him into the clear at full flight, and he ripped a low shot to the far side behind Jesse Sonch. Then right after a Cougars power play, Andre Becker gained possession of the puck and fed a shot pass into the deep slot that hit the blade of Height's stick for a perfect deflection and a 2-1 lead. "That goalie's got our number a bit this year, but once we got one it just seemed to follow it a bit, and it's just nice to be back here with this kind of crowd and end the year off right," said Height. "The points were massive for us, clinched home ice for us, and that's huge for us, and we're proud of it." Sheer determination on the part of Funk and Keaton Dohaniuk, who pressured the Blazers to cough up the puck, led to Height's third of the game. With 9 minutes left, Funk put it into Turbo to create the turnover in the Cougars' end, and his bullet pass caught Height at full flight for a breakaway deke he deposited into the net through Sanchez's legs. "He was coming off that contract, so I knew he was in for a big one, and I gave him the puck there, and he's great and tight. He can make things happen, and obviously he's a heck of a goalscorer," said the 20-year-old Funk. "This Western Conference banner means everything to us. The work we put in on and off the ice all year, it goes to show how good of a team we have. Just getting that reward at the end of the year, having a successful year like this, it's awesome." Funk and Height were reunited on a line with Cohn Zehmer, in his second game back from an ankle injury, and they showed some of the chemistry that made them such a deadly trio earlier in the season. The Blazers started the third period with a minute left of carryover time on a power play, and just after the penalty expired Tommy Lafreniere dug the puck out of the corner and centered the puck through the crease where Ashton Furster was waiting for a high tip in over the shoulder of Joshua Ravensbergen. Furster, one of 3 Blazer 20-year-olds playing in his last junior hockey game, opened the scoring early in the second period with a similar close-range high deflection and with a similar tip in tied the game 2-2 early in the third period. Becker replied 4 minutes later with the game winner, jumping on a loose rebound in the crease after Sanch tried to catch Dohaniuk's long shot from along the boards. Becker heads into playoffs on an 18-game point streak. Borja Vallis capped the scoring late after a face-off win from linemate Matteo Donis. Ravensbergen was denied of his chance to set the WHL record for shutouts by a rookie, but he blanked six teams to tie the league record he now shares with several other netminders. He finishes the season with an impressive 2-6-4-1-1 record. The Cougars' other super rookie, winger Tarek Parasak, was held off the scoresheet but still finished with 43 goals and a 105 points. Funk, who had a pair of assists, finished the season with 67 goals and 123 points, both Cougar season records. He started the game tied with Jagr Furkus of the Moose Jaw Warriors atop the WHL scoring race and picked, but Furkus was on fire in the Warriors season finale against the Regina Pats and had a 5-point night with 3 goals and 2 assists in an 11-1 rout. Furkus will get his name on the Bob Clark Trophy as the scoring champion. Loose pucks. Before the game, Cougars president John Pateman presented Thornton, Funk and defenseman Chase Pauls with a plaque to thank them for their services as the graduating 20-year-olds. Logan Byrus and Blake Svetlikoff are the other two Blazers overagers who played their last game Saturday. The Cougar crowd saluted Blazers equipment manager Colin Toledo Robinson, who is retiring after 2,938 regular season games over 29 years with the team. The Mega 50-50 draw in support of the Spirit of the North Healthcare Foundation went over $177,000, meaning one lucky fan will go home with a check for $88,000. The Cougars will also host Game 2 of the Best of 7 series on Saturday before it switches to Spokane for the next two games on Tuesday, April 2, and Wednesday, April 3. If Game 5 is needed, that would be played in Spokane that Friday, with Games 6 and 7, if needed, on Prince George Ice on Monday, April 8 and Wednesday, April 10. Saturday WHL summary. Blazers 2 at Cougars 5. First period. No scoring. Penalties. Lafreniere Cam, tripping, 8:40. Vallis PG, goaltender interference, 19:05. Second period. 1. Kamloops, Förster 18, Lafreniere, Keller, 6:31. 2. Prince George, Height 35, Funk, Demansky, 11:35. 3. Prince George, Height 36, Becker, Thornton, 13:51. Penalties. Vokvest Cam. Roughing, Height PG. Slashing, 7:24, Underline Cam. Interference, 11:47, Byrus Cam, hooking, 15:51, Foster PG, tripping, 18:58. Third period. 4. Kamloops, Förster 19, Lafreniere, Bem, 1:02. 5. Prince George, Becker 32, Dauhaniuk, 5:29. 6. Prince George, Height 37, Funk, 11:15. 7. Prince George, Vallis 26, Donis, 16:52. Penalties, none. Shots on goal by Kamloops 11-7-11-29. Prince George 12-13-14-39. Goal, Kamloops, Sanch, L. 6-1-7-1-0, Prince George, Ravensbergen, W, 2-6-4-1-1. Power plays. Cam, 0-2, PG, 0-3. Referees, Josh Albanati, Nick Panter. Linesman, Tyler Garden, Anthony Maletta. Attendance 6,029.